And this is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A state lawmaker has apologized for not explicitly condemning the actions of the militant group Hamas. Democrat Tim Hernandez represents North Denver. He attended a pro-Palestinian rally at the state capitol on the day of the attacks on Israel. He angered Republicans and his own party leaders for refusing to condemn Hamas or the attacks. He put out a video on social media Friday.
People who are harmed and suffering deserve our respect, and I have to apologize for the way that I caused harm in community by not making that explicitly clear.
Hernandez was appointed to his House seat by a vacancy committee in August. Prices for everything from restaurant meals to gasoline are still going up in Denver, but not as much as they once were. Overall prices in the metro area were up more than 5% in September from a year ago. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Rent and fuel costs are a big driver of that spike. Last month, Denver's inflation rate outpaced the national rate of 3.7%. President Biden will be in Colorado tomorrow. He's expected to visit Pueblo, but the White House hasn't put out a specific itinerary yet. This would be the president's fifth visit to Colorado since taking office. And the Air Force Falcons football team remains undefeated. They beat Wyoming Saturday to go 6-0 on the season. It's going to be a nice day for the Front Range, highs in the mid-60s. This is CPR News and KRCC.